J.J. Brost arrived in Tucson in early February to take over the position of Science and Operations Officer for the local Bureau of the National Weather Service. The Science and Operations Officer is a multifaceted job. They act as the senior scientific advisor to the meteorologists and oversee their scientific techniques. They make sure that all forecasts and weather warnings issued by the agency are timely and accurate. And they're a point of contact for both state and local officials and the media for weather-related events. When we reached Brost by phone last week, he was busy coordinating forecasts for an impending late spring storm. We asked him his predictions for April weather and this summer's monsoon. And of course, we asked him to tell us a bit more about himself.
I'm actually originally from the Chandler, Gilbert, Phoenix metro area and grew up mostly in that area through about college. And then after college, I went to Eureka, California to work with the Weather Service as an intern. And then finally, after that, went to Amarillo, Texas to be a forecaster. And I was in Amarillo for about 6 or 7 years before coming here to Tucson. So this is almost a homecoming for me.
Seeing as how you grew up in Arizona, I take it you're all too familiar with the monsoon.
Yes, exactly. And actually, it was the monsoon that really got me interested in weather and kind of pushed me into meteorology as a profession when I was a child.
Well, certainly Eureka, California is the polar opposite of Tucson weather-wise, and then there's Amarillo. It seems like you've seen some weather variety as a forecaster over the years.
Yes, exactly. I've seen just about everything. The only thing I really haven't witnessed is hurricane season. I haven't been on the coast just yet. But Amarillo gets its fair share of, you know, severe weather, tornadoes, and a lot of winter weather, too. Surprisingly, they get quite a bit of snow. And like you said, Eureka, that's a marine environment, cold, dreary, damp, but also very beautiful. Lots of beautiful trees out there. So I've seen a nice cross-section of United States weather.
Well, welcome to Tucson, JJ.
Thank you.
So let's talk about what we can expect from the weather this month. April in Tucson is usually a big transition month and even kind of schizophrenic. We always seem to go through these really dramatic changes over the course of just 30 days. It starts out cool and then often ends up pretty warm. So what do you see for this month?
Well, obviously this week we're going to be on a cooler trend, and so it just depends on how long this cool trend lasts as it applies to the average temperatures for all of April. But in general, we're looking at warmer than normal temperatures for April and probably through the next 3 months. So April, May, June, as we get into the summertime, looks to be above normal for temperatures and unfortunately below normal for precipitation. Now, obviously, we're going to have these little systems come through like we'll see this week. Maybe get some rain here or there, but in general, warm and dry, unfortunately, for the next few months.
We're talking with J.J. Brost, the new Science and Operations Officer for the National Weather Service's Tucson Bureau. Okay, now for the inevitable monsoon questions. Last year, the summer rainy season was a little lackluster because of the effects of La Nina, and the year before that, it was affected by El Nino. So I'm wondering about this year. Will either one of those conditions prevail?
Monsoon season is kind of, like you had mentioned earlier, a little schizophrenic when it comes to the La Nina and El Nino patterns. Typically, we like to see El Nino patterns because that generally produces the best monsoon season, the most rainfall. Right now, we're in a La Nina phase, but it is weakening. And in fact, the last prognosis I saw suggested that La Nina will become neutral by the end of the month, maybe even by the start of May. Now, neutral phases basically are just that. It's kind of a crapshoot. You can have above normal precipitation or below normal or exactly normal. It's really hard to tell when they're in a neutral phase, which is to say that the Pacific Ocean waters are basically normal. And so hopefully, with any luck, we'll start to transition back up to an El Nino pattern by the summertime. Now, that's not necessarily one of the forecasts, but it's possible. And if that's the case, sure, we could see a pretty good monsoon season. But if we looked at the last 7 times that we witnessed a La Nina season in the winter that transitioned to a neutral phase by the summer, only one of those times did we have an above normal monsoon season for rain. So again, it can happen, but at this point, we're kind of being a little conservative and saying, let's just go on the drier side for now and hopefully change it when we get closer to, say, June.
I know I may be asking about the monsoon a bit early, but as you probably know, all it takes for us desert dwellers is to hit 90 or 95 one afternoon, and we immediately start thinking, monsoon. So speaking of that, we hit the mid-90s last week, which seemed a little early, but was it? What do the records say?
I looked up that the earliest we've ever hit 100 degrees was April 19th back in 1989. that whole April was incredibly warm, almost 8 degrees above normal. It was just scorching heat. And then the rest of that summer was slightly above normal, not quite as warm as, it, relatively speaking, as April was, but we had a very warm summer in 89. And then the 95-degree temperature we saw a couple days ago was fairly warm as well. In fact, that was one of the warmest temperatures we've seen that early in quite a few years. So the earliest 100-degree day, obviously this week is out of the question. We're going to be too cool. Probably end of April, beginning of May, is it climatologically, that's when we average our first 100-degree day is at the end of April and beginning of May. So that's probably where I'd throw my cards.
Well, JJ, thanks for spending some time with us today, and welcome to Tucson again, and we'll, of course, talk more in the future.
I can't wait. I really appreciate your time, and I hope you have a good day.
That's JJ Bross, who joined the Tucson Bureau of the National Weather Service in February. He's their new Science and Operations Officer. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Mark Dugan.